News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Senator Ron Johnson's lawsuit against Obamacare, saying that members of Congress, their staffs, and families were getting benefits that the rest of the U.S. population wasn't, has been thrown out of court.
U.S. District Judge William Griesbach ruled yesterday that Johnson and a staff member that filed the lawsuit with him don't have standing or the grounds to bring that suit. Griesbach said that Johnson's belief that it's illegal for lawmakers and their staffs to get subsidized health insurance is not enough reason to disqualify Johnson from the requirements of Obamacare. The judge also said that Senator Johnson could sidestep the law's requirements by refusing to designate employees to receive subsidies, and that Johnson failed to show voters would view him negatively if his staff received subsidized Affordable Care Act insurance. The senator and his legal team will carefully review the decision before determining their next step. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The black boxes from that downed Malaysian jet in the Ukraine have now been recovered. They're in the hands of Malaysian experts as part of a deal that government cut with rebel leaders there who control the eastern part of Ukraine. Meanwhile, this is the sound of the morgue train arriving now in Ukrainian government-controlled territory. It's the train with specially refrigerated cars that many of the bodies of that Malaysian jetline disaster have been loaded onto. They're also hoping that these newly recovered flight recorders will hold clues about the suspected missile attack that downed that Boeing 777. You know, it feels like Wisconsin Valley fair weather. There's now a week to go before the fair gets underway at Marathon Park. The administrator is Maria Budnick. She says the park will remain open this week, but people should be aware that there's a lot of work going on.
I mean, just be respectful, and if it looks like you can't get through an area, just kind of go around. There's many different ways to get around through the park.
More information about the fair's upcoming schedule is online at WSAU.com. A 12-year-old boy was hospitalized last weekend after being legally drunk, and he's now been placed in protective custody. Police are recommending negligence charges against his mother. A neighbor on South First Avenue reported the intoxicated child to police. He was taken to Wausau Aspirus Hospital, his blood alcohol above 0.08. Investigators say empty bottles were found in the boy's bedroom. His 44-year-old mother said she did allow the boy to consume alcohol on special occasions, but was unaware that he'd been drinking and didn't know where the booze came from. The child told police that he drinks every few days and that he'd been drinking vodka on Saturday. His name is not being released. Wausau officials have been asked to change an ordinance so that processing juveniles for possession of drug paraphernalia can be sped up. Juvenile intake specialist Jim Shorter says the Department of Social Services right now sometimes takes months and costs a lot of time to move these cases through the system. He says it's in everyone's best interest to get them processed faster.
It touches 25 hands, and I'm asking and recommending that, with the support of Chief Hardell and Ken Heimerman, District Attorney, and the judges, that the new ordinance, would allow law enforcement, Wausau PD, to issue a citation for just possession of drug paraphernalia.
He says they process about 25 of these cases a year where juveniles caught with paraphernalia but no drugs. A Stevens Point convenience store was robbed last night. It's the BP gas station on Church Street at the corner of Heffron. It was robbed just before 10 o'clock. Police say a white male wearing a hoodie entered the store, demanded money. It's not clear if he was armed. No one was hurt. An undisclosed amount of cash was taken, and that suspect is still at large. The treasurer of the Eagle River's JCs pled no contest to felony theft yesterday. Michelle Albach admitted to withdrawing some $5,000 from the club's account for personal use. She was also using the club's debit card to pay for meals, gas, and to cover some of her father's bills. The River JCs named Albach Woman of the Year last year. She'll be sentenced in September. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Becoming partly cloudy and turning less humid by late afternoon today, there is a slight chance of a storm well south of Marathon County later in the afternoon, a high around 86. That southwest wind gradually shifting to the northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour late in the day. Becoming clear and cooler for tonight, a low down to 55. On Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy and very nice, a high around 77. Thursday, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 78. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, the hottest weather of the summer so far will break later this afternoon and tonight. We'll be looking forward to that. It is a muggy start, and generally we've come through an uncomfortable night for sleeping. Chris Conley, WSAU News.